We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, guys, time for a staycation setup. Can we say good morning to Vanessa?
Morning, Vanessa.
Hello.
I feel like kind of nervous about everything, so.
Take your time, honey. There's no rush. Obviously, it takes a lot for someone to call into a radio show and do the staycation setup. So let's start us off. So what we know is you have a boyfriend named Gabe.
Yes. So my boyfriend Gabe is a server at a restaurant, of course. I guess there's this new girl, Katie, who started working there. And since Gabe has been there a while, he's been asked to sort of train her, I guess. They've been spending time together at work, and I guess after her first day, or I don't know, first couple of days, maybe, I'm not sure, he decided to give her his phone number because she had just moved to Arizona, and he thought, you know, he could show her around or whatever. But he is a super kind person, and I want to be open to it. Like, yes, he's just showing her a person around the city that he's familiar with, and she's not.
So you know of this. Does he tell you that he gave her his number?
Yeah.
He told you that?
Yeah.
He did
tell me that part. It's just that since then, because it was a couple weeks ago, they have been texting nonstop. Like, it just feels so consistent. Every time we're together, he's on his phone and texting. Texting. I can see that. I need your help to know if I'm being paranoid and over the top or if it is just a friendly work thing.
I don't know. I mean, like, I've tried new jobs before and I've never had somebody be that open with me about, like, let's text and let's hang out and let's do stuff like that. So it's a little weird, but
I don't think it's weird. I've done that. Like, when you came on the show or when we have a new co-host, I'm going to have to give her a number. Like, hey, let's hang out.
That is true.
And he disclosed it. That's the thing. He told you about it. So I don't think usually I'm the pessimist. I get it on the show, but nothing so far seems weird.
The texting all the time, it's a little excessive, it sounds like.
Maybe it's annoying. Did you get to read any of the text messages? What's the context of the messages?
No.
Is there like a purple emoji being used that kind of looks like a cucumber, but it's not?
Oh my God.
An eggplant.
What about the peach? The peach?
I'm sorry.
What about the snowman?
What is the snowman?
Oh, you haven't heard about the snowman?
What is the snowman? Do I want to know about the snowman?
Well, you know it's getting colder, right?
Yeah. I don't even want you to finish this sentence.
Okay.
Stop.
All right. No. I just thought you guys would want to know. All right. So what's this girl's name again that the trainee?
Her name is Katie.
Katie. Ooh, that's a cute girl's name, too. Any Katie I've ever met is cute. Are we ready to give him the ultimatum? Like, what's the deal? Like, if we call him and we offer him the free romantic staycation and he does say Katie's name, are you done with the relationship? Or are you willing to try out and give him the ultimatum and, like, either me or her or...
No, I think I've been open and kind, and I have been taken advantage of before. So if he is with this person and actually cheating on me, then we're done.
And that's fair. We respect that. We have counseling services.
Would you ever fight Katie?
No.
You wouldn't fight? Okay.
No.
And that's great, girl. Well, violence is not always the answer.
I'm not encouraged. I just asked a question.
And now you're surprised that she said that she's not going to, instead of being supportive of it. Like, okay, good. You're not a violent person. If something negative happens, you'll leave it behind you and then move on.
It doesn't turn you guys on with you're with a person and they'll fight for you. Anish?
I think it's an idea that sounds good, but once you're in the moment, it's too stressful, it's unnecessary, and it ruins the day, the night, whatever.
Ruins your nails? Katie, so you're not going to fight Freeman. Okay, I get it. He's a cheater. If he is a cheater, I'm saying.
Shall we?
All right, so let's call Gabe up. We're going to offer him the hotel and ask him that one question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Vanessa, if he doesn't say your name, then obviously he's cheating, whether it's with Katie or someone else. You're done with the relationship, right?
Yes.
All right, you seem so just like a sweetheart. You seem so calm. If he's cheating on you, man, let that go. Tell him exactly how you feel, okay?
Okay.
Especially if you said that you've been through this before with somebody else. Mm-mm. You ain't hurting Vanessa on our time.
I don't know. I honestly, like, I don't know, hearing you guys talk, and like, I feel like building all this up, if that is the way it goes, I might literally just lose my mind. Like,
okay, lose it. You deserve that. You give them peace of your mind. And I'm going to give you a little code word. If you don't know how to express yourself and you're so hurt, yell out pineapple pizza. Just say pineapple pizza, and then I'll come in and I'll go in on him and make him feel low like the person he is, okay?
Pineapple pizza.
Pineapple pizza. If at any point you're too nervous or you just don't know what to say, yell out pineapple pizza. I got you.
I'm so lost today.
Okay?
Okay,
let's call this loser up next and see what's going on. Staycation set up with your morning mess.
What the heck?
Okay, so we're in the middle of a staycation setup. We just spoke to Vanessa, who just sounds like a sweetheart.
Yeah.
She's been in, off air, she was telling us she was in an unhealthy relationship. She's with a new guy named Gabe. And Vanessa, you think Gabe might be seeing someone on the side of someone he was training at his job, right?
Yeah.
In full disclosure, he did tell you that he was giving this girl who's new to Phoenix his number. So you knew about that?
Yes. That's why I'm so on the fence, because he was open enough to tell me that they've been in contact and that he was showing her around. It's been nonstop texting between the two of them.
So with him getting his number, her number, to ultimately show her around because she's new in town, have they gone out or hung out together?
Yeah. Yes, they have.
He didn't take you with him?
No. That's usually like after work they'll go do something.
See, I would have. Yeah, no. Why do you need to show her around alone?
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's see if Gabe's ready to risk it.
Okay.
To get the best cat. If he does and you're uncomfortable with this confrontation, because you do sound like you're not great at confrontation, remember, password or code word is pineapple pizza. Yeah, if you feel uncomfortable, you're in your feelings, just yell that out.
Okay, you know what? Let's just see how this goes.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Gabe?
Who is this?
Hi, Gabe. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. So you've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. So what that means is we're going to put you up in our penthouse suite, accompany that with our honeymoon package, and I'm calling just to confirm some details to get your reservation set up.
Okay, sounds a little too good to be true.
Well, we're actually working off of a database here, and because we're a new establishment in the Valley, we're asking for some local patrons in the Valley to come in and stay with us and review their experience in return for the stay.
All right, yeah, sure.
Okay, now my first question for you, sir, is we do leave a personalized note for your guest. I have either some generic messages I could put on there, or if you have something specific.
Okay, yeah, something along the lines of, so glad I can be the one to show you around Arizona.
And then my second question for you, sir, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Her name is Katie.
Katie, really?
Gabe, you're live on the radio right now. It's the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
What the f***?
Vanessa's on the line.
I was going to give the trip to her and take us somewhere else. I figured it'd be nice for her to, you know, nude Arizona. I was just going to give her this trip that I thought I won, but obviously.
Yeah, you want to give this person who doesn't know anyone else in the city a trip for romantic stay for two people? That doesn't make any sense.
You know, I woke up today thinking today's a good day to have a good day. You're ruining everybody's vibe and energy right now, Gabe.
You have ruined so many relationships.
You're ruining my vibe right now. Apologize to your girl, bro.
No, I didn't apologize. I didn't do anything wrong.
You're cheating on her. How are you not seeing that? She's crying.
I am sorry that this radio station has ruined our...
Wow.
We have counselors available if you want to take them. But Gabe, man up.
Like damp counselors?
That we have.
What? You're a child. You're immature. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
What the hell are you talking about?
Vanessa, can you just break up with this guy? I don't even want to give you counsels. I won't even allow you to see this guy. This is crazy.
Yeah.
You deserve better than this guy. This guy's slum.
Vanessa, I'm going to come over tonight.
You're not coming over anywhere, Vanessa.
I'm sorry. I really don't want to do this.
But she can't talk because you guys have made her cry.
I don't want counseling. I don't want anything. What I really want is for this relationship to be done and for this conversation to be done.
There it is.
I want him to be gone.
There it is.
Well, nope.
All right, Gabe.
Unacceptable.
Hey, Gabe, are you still there?
I am.
I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Okay, Vanessa, I'm so sorry, but you deserve way more than this.
Yeah, it's crazy, like, how just defensive and, like, automatically was, like, putting everything back on you and me. And, like, hearing you say I deserve better, like, something really clicked. You really, really do deserve better, and I don't know why.
Absolutely. Here on the show, we don't encourage people to break up. You know, people mess up in life. If he were to apologize, say he would never let this happen again, he was going to quit his job, he wants some counseling service, he wants to make it out, that's different. But he just denied it and even apologized to you.
it's nice to, like, know and to have other people on my side. Otherwise,
you do.
I'm kind of feeling crazy.
You will always have us here, girl. Okay, you call us anytime. You know, I got a bottle of wine with your name on it, honey. Whenever you want me to pop that cork, I'll pop it.
Do you have any cute guys you work with? Maybe you can train them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I don't know. That's...
You did the right thing. Better now than never. And we've got those counseling services from Natasha. I've got a bottle of wine for you.
You like tacos?
Yes.
You do? Have you ever heard of the term tacos before vatos?
No.
No. Well, just say it with me. Tacos before vatos.
Tacos before vatos.
There you go. That's all you know. I'll teach you off the air what that means, okay?
Oh, God.
All right, honey. Hold on right there. I mean, tacos fix everything. I'm trying to tell you, oh, man. When in doubt, have a taco.
Hey, I'm with you. Okay. I don't know why Anish gets mad. This is the best piece of advice you get.
No, because it's always, we just always have to fall back on one of these things. And it's like, let's get her some counseling services, Johnny, not some tacos.
It's tacos before vatos.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.